Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
The Mexican government for 3 years has been giving survival packs, backpacks, to their citizens to come into the United States and then act as dual citizens to undermine the republic. Now the federal government of Mexico has announced, we'll be covering the article later in this hour, that they're going to be issuing GPS systems to the immigrants coming across the border. I mean, this is a military invasion by every yardstick. And please, folks, I love you to death, and I appreciate everybody out there. Please don't call me with lots of get-well remedies. I am announcing this, obviously, so you don't think I've come in here with a whole new voice. I thought I had allergies the last 3 days, but now I got one whopper of a fever. And I planned to go on vacation a few days, not this week, but the next week. So I don't want to miss any more shows. And so I'm here today, plus I have a very important guest coming on in the second hour. But I'm going to take, I always say this, but today you watch, it's going to happen. I'm going to take a lot of calls in the first hour, and we have a guest on in the second hour, and I'll have wide open phones in the third hour as well. So that is coming up. The toll-free number to join us, you can talk about anything you want, the Saddam execution, the dollar plunging, talk of attacking Iran, the police state, good things that are happening, the Democrats being heckled yesterday by anti-war protesters. The Democrats, of course, are doing the opposite of what they said they'd do. They're going to escalate the war, not de-escalate. In fact, I meant to send you, John, a clip that's up on prisonplanet.com, a news clip of them protesting and taking over the disgusting Nancy Pelosi press conference where she shot her mouth off about how she's the most powerful woman in America.
I have power.
Again, we don't care if women have power, folks. It's just that she's a total puppet and runs absolutely nothing. I mean, and there are a lot of powerful women, don't get me wrong. Did you know over 75% of the wealth in the U.S. is held by women? And it goes for royalty, too, because women, type A men, tend to die at about 55, 60. And women usually live 6 years longer than an average male, but type A males usually die about 20 years before. And these type A women tend to live even longer, 80, 90. So women do run the world. I just want to let you know some of the top bloodthirsty killers of the New World Order, some of their top lords, are these great queen bees. So I'm not here saying women aren't powerful, but Pelosi,
I am the most powerful woman in America.
Yeah, sure you are. You and George Bush are nothing but puppets. Negroponte, Condoleezza Rice, Jeb Bush, all of them snot-nosed, un-American trash, in the collusion working together against the people of the world. I literally have giant stacks of news here. Cameras going in school bathrooms coast to coast. Feds putting in microphones with cameras coast to coast. FEMA command centers with the CIA running them in the mainstream news, finally. FEMA camp articles everywhere. From Indiana to Texas to California. I want to talk about Saddam because it's really, the story is getting bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. But I can't really do justice to it, I think, today with my... I don't know why I just, I mean, everybody's sick in Austin, it seems. And I also have an abominable crick in my neck. I don't know why I'm saying that on air. I just, it should be an interesting broadcast today. I guess having a 101-point-something fever will be the truth serum here on air. Lord knows what I'll be saying. I may tell you what I really think on a few issues. The toll-free number to join us is 1-800-259-9231. Huge broadcast. Tell you about the guest that's coming up as well on the other side.
It's here.
After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv. Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, and the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
It's a fact. You can legally eliminate credit card debt, which has been fraudulently created by the banks. Since its creation in 1913, the Federal Reserve has not been held responsible for its own debt. So why should you, the hardworking American, be harassed for yours? There's a double standard when it comes to being responsible for debt, and unlike the Federal Reserve, the people of this country can't print more money when needed. Day of Jubilee has created a successful program designed for people that want to stop harassing calls and threatening letters from bill collectors. We also do credit restoration. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their credit card debt instead of living each day in fear. It's time to turn your life around. Call Day of Jubilee, open 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Central Standard Time at 920-293-8024. That's 920-293-8024 and ask for Robert. Don't wait any longer to get your life back in order.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, let's get it straight. There are checkpoints being run, federally funded at the state level, all part of the process of becoming federalized, centralized, tyrannized. There are checkpoints going every night in every major county of the country where the police just randomly want your driver's license, your registration. They snoop. They ask you questions. Where are you going? You know, that's freedom, a free country, just like it's the airport. Just answer their questions. And we posted a video last night of a 19-year-old, very polite young man in Missouri. And it's a checkpoint, and he's sick of being stopped at the checkpoints. They're having a whole bunch there, and I guess it was Kansas City. And so he gives the officer the license, the ID card, the national ID card, and he gives him the registration. And the officer says, "Where are you going tonight? What are you doing?" And he said, "You know what? I don't want to discuss my private life with you." "All right, get out of the car." It's like a 15-minute tape, but I watched it last night, and the cops are getting in the car because they don't know the young man has a camera. And they're in there laughing about him, and it's not like the video we aired, we put up on Jones Report a few weeks ago that I forgot to play on the radio. Maybe we'll go dig that up today and play it, where one of my personal friends had a hidden camera in his car, and the police come up, and they want to search it, and he says no, and then they say get out of the car. And then one of the officers talks about how he'd like to kill him. And I think, you know, Big Brother wants to put cameras in all the cars watching us. I think everybody should be hiding cameras in their cars to watch them. I mean, that's the mentality. Our lives are so worthless. If people say, "I don't want you searching my car,"
Cops talk about how they'd like to kill you when they're in the squad car together or in your car searching it. I mean, I know I'm supposed to love that and thank you for the way you behave and the way you treat us like third world slaves. I mean, I understand that. I understand I need to learn how to roll over and just totally flush down the toilet everything this country's ever been or ever will be. But I'm mad about it. The country itself is degenerated, so the police, of course, have degenerated. By and large, the training by design is to separate the people from the police as we spiral down this rat hole. But I start the broadcast talking about that issue because you think about all the scrutiny we go through. Now the feds show up with Viper teams in Dallas and Houston and Miami, and they just randomly search people in shopping malls. Just federal police in black uniforms just line up. We're randomly searching people. And they search people on trains, and they search everybody's bags in New York, getting on the subway, and they're listening to our cell phone calls and tracking when you order a pizza with any of the big pizza chains. They are uploading your data instantly to run it for warrants, and they get a percentage of the bounty, again, guilty until proven innocent, because they know you're going to be giving a real location and generally a real name with a credit card to get that pizza. I remember that was in USA Today. I mean, we are just a completely surveilled, pathetic country. I mean, it's sad. And then I see a story like this. This is out of the Sunday Telegraph. It was also in the Associated Press. I couldn't find my AP article I had yesterday. I never got to. Sat-nav for Mexicans illegally entering U.S. Now, in the U.S., they're more politically correct. The AP has some headline like, immigrants being given satellite navigation systems. You're not even allowed to call them illegals. It's so precious to the corporate elite, so precious to the New World Order. They're so close to completely ending any future this nation has by flooding us with illegal aliens to balkanize and have sectarian violence in the future like they've done in Iraq. They're so close to their global Balkans, as Brzezinski calls it, that they're just pulling out every stop. Sat-nav for Mexicans illegally entering U.S. Illegal immigrants planning to cross the desert and enter the U.S. on foot are being given handheld satellite devices by the Mexican authorities to ensure they arrive safely. And in past reports, the Mexican troops surveil the Border Patrol, surveil the few hundred National Guard that are down there for show, and drive by truck the illegal aliens. And, of course, they're shaking their people down. They prod them. They poke them. I mean, I've seen Mexican troops all over Mexico. The people just bow down and lick their boots, like we'll do as Americans here. It just makes me so angry to watch them point their machine guns at people and to watch people in a uniform grovel. We'll be like that soon. We're already almost there. See, the journey from being free and upright and land of the free, home of the brave, feared by everybody in the world when Americans went to war, to just mindless, you know, oiled yuppies all talking about their double lattes and their skin creams. I guess in a way it's kind of good. You get to be slaves, you scum. And we'll wipe that sick smile off your little faces.
I have rights. They're taking my property. I have rights. They're taking my guns. I love George Bush. I have rights. They're drafting my children.
But again, when you give your kids the shots full of the mercury and they go autistic, you're so weak-minded, you never even admit to yourself. See, a lot of you I warned or others warned, but even after you brain damage your kids, you never admit it to yourself. Hell, you have more kids and you give them the shots, most of you. Because you love death. You love being a slave. All right, I got to watch it. For those who just tuned in, if I sound different, I'm not drunk or something. I have a fever. But I have a big guest coming on today, and I don't want to miss the show, so I'm here. I have a horrible neck ache. I'm like an invalid or something today. It took a lot of energy to get out of the bed, but I am here, and so please put up with me. Sat-nav for Mexicans illegally entering the U.S., Illegal immigrants planning to cross the desert and enter the U.S. on foot are to be given handheld satellite devices by the Mexican authorities, the officials. See, we're the civilians. See, we now have that term. I mean, they call them officials and authorities in Ceausescu's Romania and Mexico 50 years ago, see. We have just adopted the nomenclature of slaves ourselves as of late. The journey into bondage continuing. Illegal immigrants planning to cross the desert and enter the U.S. on foot are to be given handheld satellite devices by Mexican authorities to ensure they arrive safely. Those who get lost or fall sick during the dangerous four-day crossing will be able to activate the device to alert frontier police on both sides of the border. The satellite tracking service will require would-be illegals to register their intentions before setting off, a paradoxical move given the security is necessary for success. But Mexican authorities are predicting that about 200,000 devices will be handed out when the project is launched formally in the coming year. Our intention is to save lives, said Jamie Orbegon, the coordinator for the State Commission for Migrants in Puebla, the Mexican state which is behind the project. There are lots of people looking to cross, and we are working with the U.S. authorities to make sure they do not die on the way. And our government's put in water stations there, too. Of course, I've seen the numbers. 60%+ of those dying are not dying of snake bite or heat exhaustion. They're being robbed by the Mexican coyotes on both sides of the border. And no one's there to protect them. And no one's going to protect them. It's in the local Arizona, New Mexico, and South Texas news, but never nationally. The grenade attacks, the rocket attacks, the 800 deaths in 2005 alone. I haven't seen the 06 numbers. They always come out months after the year ends. Just in Texas alone, the truck bombs going off in Dallas. People being machine gunned here in Austin. It's all kept very quiet. Like three cases of leprosy in the 50 years before 2000, and from 2000 to 2003, 7,000+ cases, and a new leper colony started outside Palestine, Texas. I have reports here today of tuberculosis spreading in pandemics all over schools around the nation, but still kept very quiet, a few articles. Spinal meningitis spreading. No, we don't try to treat the illegals coming in. They're allowed to do whatever they want because they serve a purpose of destroying the middle class and bringing us into the new world order. But I have articles today about the drug-resistant and immune TB epidemic. Some schools, public schools, are closed because parents are freaking out. They're having trouble keeping it quiet that 30%+ of the students in some schools are testing positive for tuberculosis, and it won't stop, it'll intensify. And when your child gets leprosy, or when your child gets tuberculosis, it won't be in the newspaper. It won't be discussed. When your child goes to a sanitarium, which they've now been reopening across the nation, nothing will be done. This is the new America. It is a military attack on our dollar, on our industries, on our families, whether you're Hispanic, white, black, it doesn't matter. The U.S. is being broken right now. Its back is being broken. I saw some posting on my MySpace account last night. Oh, Alex, I used to like him, but I don't now. Look at all the alarmist headlines. If you aren't alarmed by what's happening, there's something wrong with you fundamentally. Open discussions of attacking Iran. The fact they're announcing that half our ground forces will be illegal aliens by the end of the decade is a crisis.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Do you realize that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the world today is that now it's possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now it's cancer's turn to die, with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size, without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star War technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Have you ever been told that communism has collapsed and no longer a threat to our national sovereignty? If so, why are communists overthrowing African and South and Central American governments to install a communist regime? If so, why has Cuba and China agreed with other communist countries to surround the United States in preparation for an attack to end capitalism? We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your order for a free subscription to Newswatch Magazine.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
All right, welcome back. I'm going to go to Bill and Jerry and Joe and Jim and Bill and everybody else. Coming up in the next hour, we had him on a few weeks ago, and his interview with us got a lot of attention. He wrote to the U.S. Biological Weapons Treaty, helped write the U.N. Treaty, and he went to school with the neocons up there at Chicago Business School with Leon Strauss, kind of the big brood mother of these Trotskyites. He was a supporter of fascism and any totalitarian system, communism as well, and he taught them how to set up a dictatorship. So he witnessed a lot of this, kind of like Stanley Hilton did. He'll be coming on. He's written a book called Destroying World Order, U.S. Imperialism in the Middle East, before and after 9/11. He'll be on with us in the second hour. We had him on where he laid out the fact that our government had to launch the anthrax attacks. And he went through the evidence with us. So Dr. Francis A. Boyle will be joining us coming up. I have a bunch of news here, but let's go to the calls as I said I would. Bill in Arizona, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Hey, you hang in there. You're going to get better.
No, I'm only telling folks I'm sick, so they don't think it's a new host doing the show.
Yeah, that's
I got the whatever this stuff is everybody's got. I got earache, sore throat, runny nose. Boy, this is not fun stuff.
Yeah, I thought you were a new host when I turned on the radio this morning.
Yeah, I'm crazy. I don't know. My wife is saying stay in bed, but I feel worse doing that.
Yeah. I don't know if you're aware of this Proposition 300 here in Arizona about the illegal aliens having to pay more tuition.
Yes.
Well, they're having a big rally in Glendale, Arizona. I wish you were up here Monday night. It's going to be before the bowl game, and it's going to be on national TV. We need a lot of people out there just to shut these people up. You know, a lot of Mexicans are going to be out there protesting against this.
Well, that's what happens. The media, the police, the system always accommodates the protest, gives it total massive coverage. Again, I'm not even against the people of Mexico. Okay? The fact is the elite wants this. It's destroying our country. They treat American citizens like slaves everywhere. But our borders are completely wide open, and the Mexican government, with our government, is going to give them GPS.
Right.
I mean, look, under the guest worker program, they're all legal to begin with. The Democrats are about to kick off the first session of the new Congress. I mean, we're in trouble.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, 90% of Americans want to control our borders, including 67% of Hispanic Americans.
Yeah.
What's the government's answer? We're going to legalize them. 78% of Americans want us out of Iraq. The Democrats' answer? We're going to increase. I mean, they're just a bunch of scum.
Yeah.
They're killing this country, period. They're killing its good name. They're killing its borders. They're killing its industry. It's just at every level.
Yeah, we're going down the tubes. You're right. Hey, did you know that Arizona ranks 49th in education now? And that's because all these illegal aliens are in our schools and they can't speak English?
No. I thought Texas, I haven't seen the number in a couple of years. It changes, but I guess you took the pole position away from Texas, huh? Because Texas was 49th in education, and I think West Virginia or something was the worst. But Texas is usually the worst.
Going down the sewer.
How dare you steal our,
yeah,
our mantle.
We're just going down the tubes real fast.
Hey, but that's how the elite likes it. You know, manageable peon slaves that have nothing. Thanks for the call. Well, I should have gotten more details, but I'm sure folks can do a search and find out about the illegal alien demonstration. Yeah, California, Utah, places like that give more tuition to illegal aliens, this is admitted, than U.S. citizens get. I mean, it's every incentive you can. Again, let's just separate this out of, I mean, this is a foreign country that is a police state that has more billionaires per capita than any other nation in the world. Because you've got just a few families and their minions that own it. They have triple the resources. Oil. Nickel. Just on average, you can go look it up. Mexico has triple the resources that the United States has. Triple. But their people are total slaves. And they're running them all off their property in the south of Mexico. That's why Mexico City's gone from 15 million 10 years ago to 33 million last time I checked. Half of them living in cardboard boxes. Most dangerous city in the world. The most toxic city in the world. Over a third of the newborn babies that are born in the shacks that drink out of those water systems where all of our batteries and toxic waste gets dumped, by saying all, a lot of it, have a syndrome where they don't have a brain. They literally only have the brain stem operating. So I'm against that. I'm against globalism. Now, I understand why these Mexicans want to come up here. But it's a battering ram of the New World Order. We need to help get a revolution in our country, get our nation back, go down there and kick their elite out and help their revolution. Instead, our government gives them the weapons to kill their people.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Have you ever wondered about what the mark of the beast is in chapter 13 of Revelation? What does 666 really mean? Or about the harlot church of Revelation 17? Or about the beast of Daniel in Revelation? Speculation abounds about these ancient prophecies and what they might mean today. Now, one of the foremost scholars on geopolitics and popular talk show guest, Dr. Michael Kaufman, has just released a DVD called World Events and Prophecy. Dr. Michael Kaufman is recognized for his penetrating analyses of global events and has used his information to almost single-handedly stop the United Nations Convention on Biological Diversity from being ratified by the U.S. Senate 1 hour before the Senate was to vote to ratify it. Order World Events and Prophecy now and see why those who have seen it say it is one of the best DVDs on the subject. Order now at discerningtoday.org or call toll-free 877-271-7639. That's 877-271-7639. Don't be caught off guard.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimonial of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
It's no secret. Aluminum itself adversely affects the blood-brain barrier and is capable of causing DNA damage. Research has even shown that aluminum salts used in antiperspirants have detrimental effects. So why are you still using traditional deodorant? Well, there is an alternative, and it's called NoBO. NoBO eliminates the bacterial growth, which causes odor, and does not interfere with perspiration, which is important for allowing your body to expel toxins. There are no chemicals, aluminum, preservatives, or petroleum-based ingredients in NoBO. Just natural ingredients like grapeseed oil, arrowroot powder, silica, vitamin E, tea tree oil, and geranium. NoBO's job is to destroy the bacteria that causes the odor while soothing your skin. You can use NoBO under your arms, on tough foot odors, or for athlete's foot. NoBO is guaranteed 100% or receive a full refund. Visit no-bo.com to order. That's no-bo.com. Or call 850-723-8599.
While you were sleeping, they came and took it all away. The lanes and the meadows, the places where you used to play. It was an inside job by the well connected. Your little protest, so merrily rejected. It was an inside job, like it always is. Chalk it up to business as usual.
Welcome back, my friends. While you were dreaming,
while you were looking the other way, they'll take your right to own your own ideas.
All right.
And it's an inside job.
You know, to the yuppies, to the trendies, to the bling blings out there listening, it's so alien, it's so bizarre to care about your country, to care about the future destiny of your children, to care about liberty. And that's why we've gotten this position. For a lot of people, I'd have to say 20-30% of the population, maybe more, they just don't care about anybody but themselves. Then you've probably got another 30 or 40%
who care about others, but only the fad that the corporate media puts out, then they take their well-meaning energies and use it towards evil, towards tattling on their neighbors, warrantless checkpoints, getting rid of the borders. Oh, let's be sweet to the dear little immigrants. I mean, you want to be like Blade Runner, folks? Because there's 6.5 billion people. There's going to be 8 billion in 10 years or less. They all want to come here. And if you're going to have them come here, you might as well test them for drug-immune TB and leprosy and 100 other horrible things that are spreading all over. I mean, I got several articles today of kids dying all over the country from meningitis. And in one article it footnotes, well, yeah, it was brought in by the immigrant community. I mean, there's some scary stuff coming in here, folks. We'd gotten rid of all the big diseases and weren't. You know, when you go to the third world, you got to be careful. You got to watch where you eat. You got to drink filtered water. There's a reason. They never got real sanitation. It's disease-filled. In the third world, they also sell antibiotics like candy on the store shelves, and so that's a lot of the superbugs come from there because of that as well. And I just look at an article like, the Mexican and U.S. government are teamed up together to give 200,000 devices to border crossers, GPS, alarms. I mean, it's amazing. Again, when I go to the bank, have to show an ID card, three forms of ID to get a bank account or cash a check. It is in the Associated Press, what we already reported to you, that what we couldn't believe. We were getting the reports of it, and they confirmed it. We've been telling you for 2 years. They don't have to show. Doesn't matter where they're from. You just walk up, and you tell them, I'm an immigrant, and they say, what's your name? And they just give you a whole new identity. Home loans, car loans, everything. I mean, how? And again, when you come to some checkpoint and these cops walk up and want to search your car, you ought to just laugh at them. The government ships the narcotics in, controls and licenses who can bring them in. It's admitted. Up one side and down the other from every angle you can imagine. Hundreds of whistleblowers going public. Hundreds of times the CIA and others have been caught shipping it in by DEA and others. They got the nerve to bust your door down looking for the trash their bosses brought in. They got the nerve to arrest you because you forgot your driver's license when you drove to the store to get some milk. Tell people I know. Oh, you should have had your driver's license. Well, if you're an illegal alien, you can do whatever you want. It just shows how it's all selectively enforced. All right, we're going to go to your calls quickly now. I say I'm under the weather today. A sore throat and stuff, and I'm going to go to calls, and I don't. It's just, it's so over the top, everything that's happening. By the way, I started a few months ago carrying World Events and Prophecy, and it just looks at the world government, the documents, what is admitted, and compares it to the Bible. It's pretty scary. By Dr. Michael Kaufman, started carrying that, and we carry that on the online video and bookstore at Infowars.com. If you want to support us and get a great video, you should go do that. Or 9/11 Mysteries Demolitions. We have that. Or you can also get Aaron Russo's America, Freedom to Fascism, about the Federal Reserve and the private IRS and how it operates. Great film. Incredible. Much stronger than what you saw in theaters. It's even better. What was in theaters was great. We've got Loose Change, second edition. We've got my new film, Terror Storm, The History of Government-Sponsored Terror. Such an important film. With 68 minutes of extras on it from the 9/11 Neocon Agenda Symposium last June in Los Angeles. With top experts exposing, and it's all the highlights of a two-day conference in 68 minutes. It's worth it, $19 just for that. And you can get Terror Storm as low as $9.95 on Infowars.com when you get it with America, Freedom to Fascism. We got 20-something specials up there. We just keep adding more and more. We're going to take some down soon because it's getting confusing. So I take advantage of those. And that's, by the way, how we fund this operation. A lot of days now I come in and I don't even plug the videos, which I should. That's how we make the films, do the video reports. I mean, I sent two guys out to the FEMA camp north of Austin 2 days ago, paid two people all day to go out there and do that.
then paid Aaron Dykes for 2 days' work, or day and a half of work, editing the piece to upload to Google Video for free. That's the type of service we provide when you buy Terror Storm, when you buy America Freedom to Fascism, when you buy videos like World Events and Prophecy. When you get these materials, see, this is not some business where our goal is to stick more money in a bank account. It means nothing. It's being devalued. It's like toilet paper, folks. All right? But you can take that toilet paper and get powerful videos, and then we will use that to put it in our tank. And that's what we are, is a tank to run over New World Order operations, run over their soldiers and drive down in the ditches and run them over. That's what we do in the info war. That's the analogy or analogous. And we are hardworking. We get a lot done. And if I have more support, I will hire more people. I will get a bigger office. I will do a lot more than what we're currently doing. So it's also important to support us and to go to InfoWars.com and to get the everything special, or, you know, get my DVD specials, or get the book specials, and give them as gifts. Even if you know about the New World Order, get them, make copies, give them to your friends and family. That's how we've come this far in this fight. And my passion in life is to fight the globalists. I mean, these are bad people, folks. This is about survival for me. That's why I'm here today when I've got a fever and I'm sick. Because I have a passion. I mean, why would you not have a passion? I mean, these are really bad people. I've got BBC, London Telegraph, you name it, today, where the UN's running child slavery and child bordellos, pedophile rings. I mean, it's, every day there's articles. I mean, every day. That's all they do. I mean, how could we not want to expose them? I mean, this is bad. I have empathy, folks. And see, in the yuppie world, empathy is seen as weakness. In the trendy world, you just care about yourself, you just make a lot of money, and you have lots of fancy shoes and computers, and you go on the best trips, and you yup. I just want to beat your brains out when I see you. I see you out there, and you don't care about this country. I do. I just want to knock your teeth out. I mean, that's really how I feel about you. I do. I want to hurt you. Because if you people cared and you stood up, we could save this country. And, you know, I know the New World Order is evil. I know what they're all about. And I respect them. I hate them. I loathe them. But in a way, it's even more nauseating. Well, the Bible says that. You were either hot or cold. I spit you out of my mouth. These fence sitters and people that sit around and send me little emails making jokes and, oh, you're making this stuff up, or you're a kook, or you're nuts. Yeah, you know what? I wish I was a kook. I wish to God this wasn't real. I wish I was making all this up. Because we don't have a future. Oh, no, we don't. And these are bad people. And I happen to care about Mexican children down in Mexico City, living in that hell that makes the jungle, the book written about the U.S. in the Industrial Revolution, late 1800s, early 1900s, look like a tea party. I happen to care deeply about all the families from Austin to Chicago, from L.A. to New York, right now, that have CPS grabbing women around the throat with police telling them to sign documents, signing their children over. I've seen it. I've wept when I've left the hospital covering these things. I have empathy. And you know why I have empathy? Because mammals have empathy, so we don't tear each other apart. We are predators. We are intelligent. We are dynamic. We are powerful. And if we don't have love, we tear each other apart. And if we don't have empathy, we wouldn't have souls. And I don't know how
people can say, I'm just living my life. The world's always been a bad place. That's just the way it is. You know, I'm getting mine. What are you getting? Plates of food? Sex? I mean, I'm not against people that like cars. You know, I'm not saying owning things is bad, but if that's your God, it's bad. You know, people who care and just constantly care what everybody thinks about them. And I just don't understand it. And I don't want to get off on some preacher's binge here. I mean, take what's happening with the Democrats. I mean, is there any illustration that could be better of what trash they are? I mean, a bunch of festooned women dressed up in their $3,000 dresses with their brooches on power trips, running around scheming to get more control. That political prostitute Nancy Pelosi with her restaurant chains and all the rest of it running around. And you've got, you know, all of those Republicans. I mean, you ought to watch the Texas legislature when it's on TV. They even look worse than Congress. It's like all these people in these fancy suits with these fake smiles. You see them, they're all posturing. The men are trying to look manly, but they all look real effeminate. And you just want to... I'm just sick of them. I'm sick of scum. I'm sick of you. Bunch of scum, paid off, selling everything out, looting everything, with their pinky rings and their cufflinks and their... just everything. They're not even real people. Their whole lives are just make-believe. It's just this image of themselves, you know. It's like when you're five and you dress up like a policeman and play the part of a policeman. You know, they just play the part of, oh, powerful people. Oh, yes. Oh, they're so powerful. And you see the Democrats come into office saying they'd get us out of Iraq. And I told you folks they weren't going to do anything. But it's good they came in, because now that idol can be thrown down too in front of you. All those Democrats that were sitting on the fence and criticizing me, oh, don't say they're going to be traitors when they get in. They aren't. You watch, they'll impeach him. They're just strategizing right now to get elected. Oh, you wait. Once they get in, they're going to get us out of Iraq. I'm not going to listen to you anymore, and I'm not going to visit your website anymore. Well, now you're emailing back apologizing, and I don't care about you apologizing to me. I don't need the ego trip of you being wrong. I wish you would be right. We have to admit how bad things are first before we can set about fixing them, okay? We are bought and paid for by international crime syndicates. Period. And they don't care about you and your children and your future. In fact, it's the opposite. They want to extinct any one who can stand on their own two feet. They want to destroy a middle class. They openly want to destroy the family. And they've done one hell of a job. What was illegitimacy? It was like 5, 6% 60-something years ago. Now illegitimacy is passed over the halfway point in the white population and is 90-plus percent in the black population. They're even cracking the Hispanics who had very low illegitimacy. Family's very important. They're even busting them up right now. What are they, like 20-something percent illegitimacy? I mean, this is systematic. This is ruining children's lives. And I just can't watch George Bush, who was involved in the 9/11 attacks, who killed all those people. I can't watch him up there on TV posing as our savior anymore. I don't want to watch George Bush Sr. I don't want to see David Rockefeller. I don't want to look at any of the Henry Kissinger, John Negroponte, just all these people. I mean, these are bad people. These are very, very, very bad people. They like what they do. They like the fact that the UN in the third world is really a giant global prostitution trade worth hundreds of billions a year. They go to bed and like the power. of knowing that they own and control the snuff film industry. They like blowing children's heads off with handguns. Okay? That's who we're talking about here. Do you understand? People much more evil than Jeffrey Dahmer run our country. They're so powerful, they're so bored, they're so decadent, that they do evil because it's their sacrament. All right, I promise. Our guest is actually on in the third hour. And I will go to Jerry and Joe and Jim and Bill and Joe and everybody else when we get back. I'm done. And it's not negative what I'm doing here. I'm being positive. It's positive to admit just how evil these people are. It's positive to face the truth. And I want all the government workers to know you work for a system that runs the evil.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv. Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon-222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
All right, welcome back. Let's go to your calls. Let's talk to Jerry in Washington State, then Joe, Jim, Bill, Joe, and others. Welcome.
Alex.
Yes, sir.
I'm sorry you're not feeling well. I really am sorry.
Hey, I feel better being on the radio than laying in bed.
Well, I tell you what, get yourself some colloidal silver. I kind of stick with that myself.
Well, you know, I've got one of those generators. I need to do that.
Yeah, you do. I have to get on it right away. But anyway, the reason I'm calling was about Shirley Anderson, who called yesterday afternoon or yesterday morning. Do you remember there?
Yeah, I had her on as a guest.
That's correct. She was asking for help, and I'm willing to help. Now, if she's listening, I need for... between you and I off air, we'll find a way to have her contact me.
Well, do you live near that town?
I live 60 miles south in Spokane.
Well, we've got her phone number posted on the website. We posted it at jonesreport.com. I mean, she put a letter to the editor.
I went to your site yesterday, and I looked, and I couldn't find it. I did see her letter.
You know, they told me they put it up, and I was having a trouble. Oh, you're saying the letter's up, but you couldn't see the number.
Correct.
Okay, we'll make sure the number's added back into there.
Okay, for yesterday's show.
Yes, sir.
Backtrack a day.
Yeah, I'm saying I'll have them add the phone number up there for you.
Great. She was looking for help. I have an attorney. And I'll tell you something that's funny. This attorney I spoke with, the police officer that brutalized her, this attorney knows of this man. His name is Scott Arms, the police officer. This attorney knows of him. He does have a reputation of being not a good man.
Really? So you contacted a local lawyer for her?
Yes.
Well, I'll tell you what. Let me put you on hold. I'll give your number to one of my people, and then we'll put you in contact with her, and I'll make sure her number gets added back into that press release that she put out. I appreciate your call, sir. That's great. Thank you. Yeah, she wrote a letter to the editor and then tried to give him some Terror Storm and other videos at the library, and they decided that was illegal. So they came and knocked down her door without a warrant, beat her up, and are charging her with assaulting them. I tell you, good old USSR, A. Let's talk to Joe. And Joe, where are you calling us from? Okay, we'll let him go. Let's talk to Jim in D.C. Jim, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, sir.
Actually, I'd just like to know, I'm a kind of a new listener to your program. Actually, the Charlie Sheen thing kind of brought me over. But I was wanting to know what exactly do you think will happen once they issue these ID cards. Will you have to give up your driver's license or what?
No, sir, they're very slick, okay? You know how when the Coca-Cola bottling company, say if you live in a populous state, the cans might say Texas or New York on them, so it's brand specific to your region? Under the national ID card, your driver's license is the national ID card. It's federally standardized and hooked into a federal database. So 5 years from now, when many years after it's implemented, it's already been implemented, you'll still be having arguments with people about, I ain't got no national ID card. So do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If you're looking for them in 2008 with the Real ID Act that was passed in 2005 that all 50 states haven't implemented, number one, they pass laws and then put a 2 or 3 year number on it to make everybody think, oh, it's not that bad, it's coming. Every state has had this implemented for at least 2 years, okay?
And what's this March 2008 vote law that's coming into?
That's just some wording they put in saying that the states have to be standardized when Texas already had it standardized in 1993.
Wow.
Look, I mean, maybe I'm not being clear. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I understand.
It's like they say, oh, a North American Union might be coming. We're already in it. Or we may put cameras up. The cameras have already been up.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.